Well, last week we featured a really cool organization called Bridges for Brain Injury, which, as we talked about last week, does amazing things for those suffering from traumatic brain injuries. And one of the things that they do that's really cool is work with this program called Wildlife Rockstars. And that's why today I'm joined with the director from Wildlife Rockstars, Sarah Saylor, and also James Nugent, who's the Biosafety and Enrichment Director over there at, again, Wildlife Rockstars. Sarah, James, thanks so much for your time this morning. Great to have you along.
Thanks for having us, John. We're excited.
So tell me a little bit about Wildlife Rockstars. We mentioned it last week, but we'd like to dive in a little deeper.
Yeah, so Wildlife Rockstars is a very unique organization. It's the only one like it in the United States. So like you know, our main agency, Bridges for Brain Injury, is dedicated to helping adults who've suffered from a traumatic brain injury or other disabilities. And the Wildlife Rockstar program is a program we offer to all of our participants. If they want to participate, they are able to. And that's where they help us care for over 40 different species. We travel and educate on TBI awareness as well as animal conservation. So there's many different goals that our participants from Bridges for Brain Injury work on while they're in the Wildlife Rockstar program.
Amazing. And James, since you're part of that, I'm curious to hear from you as well. Biosafety and enrichment, what is it that you do with Wildlife Rockstars?
So I also work, with the Wildlife Rockstars doing day-to-day tasks, helping take care of the animals, helping with their diets, as well as maintaining, clean enclosures for them. So the biosafety aspect is one to keep the community safe when we bring our animals out, and also keep our animals and our participants and our facility safe. So whether that be keeping pests out, keeping cleanliness up, just keeping everybody healthy and keeping any bio issues away, keeping everything healthy. And then for the enrichment part, kind of facilitating daily enrichment for our animals that the participants can help either craft toys for the cats or birds. And that's to kind of distract the animals from being in captivity, and bringing out their natural instincts so they can feel how they would feel out in the wild.
Now, the really cool thing about these programs is how inspiring to audiences this is. Whether you love animals or not, you learn a lot about them, and you also get to see them in action. Sarah, is that how is that what's the reaction like, I should say, when you go to schools or events or the other organizations you present to?
So the reactions are always just that wow factor. They get wowed from seeing an exotic animal that they don't get to see, but we get standing applause after presentations. We get the wow factor on our participants getting up there and hosting those shows, reading those scripts, and teaching the public. It just shows that there's so much that they have to offer that people might not understand once they have that kind of injury.
Yeah, that's really cool, too, that you're putting these people, you're giving them, I know we were talking last week about the purpose that this gives them and really this sense of accomplishment. So it's really a win-win, right? Would you describe it that way with the rock stars as well as the audiences?
100%, 100%. So I feel the Wildlife Rockstars is very important for those who've been through injuries in so many different ways. But one of the most important ways is it helps survivors gain self-confidence and helps guide them back to having a self-purpose. So whether they're getting that emotional support that they might be lacking, the interacting with the animals provides that companionship and reduces that loneliness and depression that goes hand in hand with people who suffer from traumatic brain injuries. It also brings about physical activity. So some of our participants, if they weren't here, they would be sitting at home. But when they're in the Wildlife Rockstar program, they're up, they're active, they are ready to be on the go. And it's so inspiring to see how excited they are to be out into the community to educate.
And James, how about some of the animals? Let's talk about some of these exotic animals that you do have that we might not get to see on a daily basis or even ever, if not for Wildlife Rockstars. What are some of these animals that you feature?
Yeah, so we range from mammals to reptiles, birds, insects, kind of anything that you could think of we may have come across. We have different fox species, an owl, a Eurasian lynx for any big cat lovers. We have a very unique animal called a Patagonian cavy, which is the fourth largest rodent. It's nicknamed the spare parts animal because it looks like a rabbit, a deer, kangaroo, kind of all in one. We have Joffrey cats, which are a very small wild cat. We have cockatoos and parrots, a snapping turtle, African sulcata tortoises, so very large tortoise that is always a fan favorite. So many different species that are native that you could see, like a red fox, but some exotics as well that you would have to travel to different countries to be able to see up close.
And how close do the audiences get to get to these animals?
Yeah, so whether it's we have different varieties of shows or presentations we could offer. Some, when we're doing the scripted shows, as was mentioned, our participants will be reading the scripts, and then the wildlife staff will kind of be walking around with the animal. Depending on the animal, the audiences may be able to touch and kind of get more of that feel for it, or just a very up-close look. And then we have meet and greets where we are kind of set up and the community kind of comes to us. So it's not as much of an hour presentation where you are watching us go about. It's kind of more relaxed, and you come up and learn about the animals and get to answer any questions that you may have.
And so let's talk about some of these programs then. What are some of the, because I know you have a variety of different presentations that you give depending on probably the audience, right, as well as the presenters. What are some of the programs?
Yeah, so some of the main popular programs that we do are called It Flies, It Creeps, It Crawls. And that is about the circle of life and how everything has a meaning on this planet, even if it's creepy. A lot of people might see a snake, a tarantula, a cockroach, and they might be really scared. So the purpose is to educate on those things that are scary and why they belong here, even though you might not like them. Another one is superheroes. So superheroes talks about how everyone has some sort of special power, whether we're super friendly, we're super funny, we're super caring, we're a super good listener. And we tie that into how our animals have special superpowers, whether they have super hearing, they're super fast, super big ears. And that one we have adjusted to fit all ages. So we do one that's for the seniors and we call it the Super Senior Program. And then the superheroes one can be for all ages.
Very cool.
We also have one that's called Animal Adaptations and Defenses. And this one is based on talking about different armors, whether it's scales, spikes, fur, feathers. And we tie that into how in real life we need defenses too, whether that's a helmet, a seatbelt. So it correlates that traumatic brain injury into the world of the animals.
Wow.
Yeah, we do something called Rockstar Reading Rally, and we'll bring a book, and we'll also bring an animal that's in that book. So we'll go to libraries, read the book, show the animal, and then they're able to ask questions. And just like James said earlier, we do meet and greets. So meet and greets on top of our presentations is another big event that we do weekly, whether we're at the mall, we're at a community center, nursing homes, Cub Scouts. So meet and greets are where they're just able to come up, see that animal up close, take pictures as they please, and ask whatever kind of questions they may have.
It's really cool how you're also teaching lessons even beyond just who these animals are and their purpose in the world too. So how your relationship with Bridges for Brain Injury, and obviously that's, you know, why this program is what it is, but tell us a little bit more about how you're related and why exactly that you're able to make these lessons so relatable to those with brain injuries.
Yeah, so that's a great question, John. So I have worked for Bridges for Brain Injury for over 13 years. I learned about this organization right when I was in high school. I was in 12th grade in an animal science class, and they were supposed to come in and do a presentation, but it happened to be a snow day that day. So I didn't get to see the Wildlife Rockstars in person, but my teacher spoke to me about them, and I took it upon myself to reach out to the organization to see if I could volunteer because I had a really big passion for animals. So I came to volunteer into the Wildlife Rockstar program, but I quickly fell in love with the purpose of the Bridges for Brain Injury. I started out having very little knowledge about how they connected and correlated. I also had not much experience working with adults with disabilities. I was really new to that, and it just really stuck to me, and I knew then that that's where I wanted to be.
Wow, a great story. And that's why Wildlife Rockstars now is what it is, because of your leadership, as well as people like James. And James, this is a question I'm sure you get a lot as well. When you're transporting these animals, how much of a challenge is that as you're going from presentation to presentation, moving the animals?
It can be a little bit of work, but our team and our participants are a big help. So they're always willing to lend a hand, whether it be helping to load the animals, unload them, make sure we have all the supplies we need, helping set up our meet and greets. So it can be a little bit tough, but when you have the team we have, it makes things flow very smoothly.
Absolutely. Sarah Saylor and James Nugent, we're really curious now about Wildlife Rockstars and how we can get in touch, potentially volunteer. That's part one of my question, but then also part two, what if our school or organization could benefit from one of your presentations? Who would we reach out to? How would we see if we could make that happen?
Yeah, so we do have a website page, and that you can get to it from wildliferockstars.com or bridgesforbraininjury.org. Brings you to the same website, and that has a lot of different information on how to contact myself or anyone in the Bridges department if you're looking into learning more about the TBI services that we offer. But strictly for the Wildlife Rockstar program, you're able to reach out to me. My email is on there. You also can follow us on Facebook. Facebook is a big social media platform that we like to use that shows where we may be that week. Also shows previous presentations. So if you're curious how it goes, sometimes people record them and tag us into them. But you can also message us on Facebook Messenger, and we're able to connect that way too.
Sarah Saylor, James Nugent, Wildlife Rockstars. We definitely are interested in seeing, you know, maybe this wildlife come to an event near us. And if you follow the Facebook page and get in touch up there, you could even see if you can stop by at a local event. So thank you both for your time. Thank you for all you do to help the community both learn about wildlife as well as brain injuries, and hope and help those who have gone through a very difficult injury as well. It's admirable what you do. So thank you both for your time and for everything you do.
Awesome. Thank you so much, John. We really appreciate speaking with you based on our agency.